All right, let's get things moving here. Stretch. Oh, yes. Trumpin' Fiora. Oh, damn, I forgot to do that right there. Shit. Well, I'm glad I looked, because now I can look this up on the interwebs real quick, because I need this information.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
And you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space, this ain't it. You can't shove your opinions up your ass that way. The Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
And forget my friends and my enemies, bitches and bitchettes. The ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong and I am right. What we got here? Let's try this. What we got here? Central Intelligence Agency. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Okay, we'll zoom in on that. Yeah, great one. What are you doing? Are you gonna... What do we got here? Population density. Yeah, here we go, maybe. Yeah, not really useful. Alright, what do we got here? Yeah, all right, we'll come to that if we need to. Hey, yeah, all right, so I should stop fucking doing my homework and do the fucking podcast. Good morning, children. Before we continue down the path with the book, The Millennial's Guide to Changing the World, A New Generation's Handbook to Being Yourself and Living with Purpose, which is distracting me from podcasting about things that were more important that I wanted to talk about, but no, here we are making fun of millennials because it just has to be done. So Cappy sent me a little linkage here to something. Here we go. Links for all of this will be in the show notes. Woman accused of fleeing traffic stop at 90 miles per hour with marijuana. Editor's note says up here at the top, on July 18th in Hawkins County Court, the following charges against Cher were dismissed. Reckless driving, failure to yield to an emergency vehicle, and speeding. She was also granted judicial diversion on the charges of simple possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. See, a great one. What does this some chick getting arrested have to do with The Millennial's Guide to Changing the World? Well, because the chick who got arrested is none other than Allison Lee Cher, the writer of the book we're talking about. Now, when did this happen? This is not new news. This article is from May the 22nd, 2018. So this was almost a year ago. A North Carolina woman is facing numerous charges, including reckless driving and marijuana possession, after allegedly leading police on a 90-mile-per-hour chase Friday along Highway 11 West in Sturgeonville and Church Hill. The driver, identified as Allison Lee Cher, 30 years old, Asheville, North Carolina, reportedly stated, She was in a hurry to return to Washington, D.C. So that's why she led the police on a 90 mile per hour car chase while in possession of marijuana, because she was in a hurry to get back to Washington, D.C. This is who you're taking your advice from if you're reading this book. Well, why did you drive your car 90 miles an hour trying to escape police officers behind you in their cars with the little flashy lights going and the sirens blaring? Well, I was in a hurry to return to Washington, D.C. Now, and here's the beautiful part. She got off, says right up here. The following charges were dismissed: reckless driving, failure to yield to emergency vehicles, and speeding. She got judicial diversion for the marijuana. You may say, great one. What is judicial diversion? I'm not a lawyer. Well, I'm not a lawyer either. But I Googled right here from a guy who is a lawyer on his website. He says, judicial diversion is a program for first-time offenders, and it provides two benefits. Number one, you will receive no jail time. Number two, after you have successfully completed the probation period, all the records of offense will be destroyed. So, let us go back to one of the things I keep pointing out over and over and over. Women, especially white women in North America, most spoiled, pampered animals on the planet Earth, right? Anytime they fuck up, men will come to their rescue. So, the woman's driving 90 miles an hour, trying to escape police officers with marijuana, and all of this stuff is just going to be forgiven and forgotten by the legal system. Shortly before 8 p.m. Friday, Hawkins County Sheriff's Office Deputy, good God, why can't you just say the Sheriff's Deputy? Shortly before 8 p.m. on Friday, the Sheriff's Deputy Chad Gillenwater reportedly observed an eastbound Subaru Forester traveling 91 miles per hour in the 55 mile per hour zone, eastbound past the quick stop market, just in case you wanted that reference. Gillenwater said when he caught up to the Subaru, it didn't slow down and was weaving in and out of slower traffic. Prior to switching on his blue lights, Gillenwater paced behind the Subaru at between 90 to 95 miles an hour, and when he did switch on the blue lights and siren, Cher allegedly refused to stop or slow down. Okay, what do you mean allegedly? She either stopped or she didn't stop. Did she stop or not? Allegedly. Do you have a dash cam? How is this? How? Quote, at one point near the intersection of AFG Road, the Subaru was forced to slow down due to one vehicle in front of it in the right-hand lane, along with two alongside of it in the left-hand lane, Gillenwater stated in his report. Quote, the Subaru suddenly accelerated and jerked over in front of the two left-lane vehicles to pass the right-lane vehicle. During the maneuver, the vehicle nearly clipped the front corner of the left-lane vehicle, unquote. Subaru allegedly accelerated back up to 90 miles an hour as they passed the, who cares, there is a Churchill police car approaching, God, I can't talk. There was a Churchill Police Department patrol car approaching in the westbound lane with lights and siren activated. Cher then reportedly swerved onto the shoulder of the highway and stopped. When asked if she was in possession of any illegal materials, Cher admitted, God damn it! Will you learn to fucking talk? When asked if she was in possession of any illegal materials, Cher allegedly admitted she, what do we, she allegedly admitted? Did she, what is it with this use of the word allegedly in a police, look, guys, if you're the fucking police, see, here's one of the problems I have with the police. So the police are like, oh, we're going to pull someone. Where did they stop or not? Did she have marijuana or not? What is it alleged? It's one thing that, you know, someone gets murdered and you show up and you're like, well, we think you killed this person. Okay, do you have any evidence? Did you see me? Okay, that's alleged. When the police officer is watching you driving your car in front of his car going 95 miles an hour, that's not alleged. If it is alleged, then why does this police officer have the fucking job? Where's your goddamn dash cam? This is not alleged. Did she have the fucking dope or not? Share alleged, and it's not even, I'm asking you, did she have the dope? She allegedly admitted. No. Did she admit it or not? Are you recording the conversation? It's the year 2018. Okay, they have the body cams. Do the body cams have sound? I assume they do. They should. Record the goddamn conversation. It's illegal to record conversations. It's a fucking cop. If you're talking to a cop, you should assume everything you're saying is being recorded. Hell, you would like it to be recorded so the cop can't fucking lie about what you said. God damn it. Cher allegedly admitted she had tossed a small bag containing marijuana into the rear cargo area of her car, which was recovered along with rolling papers. Cher was charged with reckless driving, failure to stop for a blue light, simple possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and speeding 91 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. And she got off. She got off on every fucking bit of it. So how do you, you're driving 95 miles away, 95 miles an hour, running away from a police officer behind you with his lights flashing, and you get out of that by stating that you're in a hurry to return to Washington, D.C. That's some motherfucking privilege. And we've got this book here where she's writing about the patriarchy and how oppressed she is because she's a woman and how white men are holding her down. White men, being the fucking cuck pussies that they are, let this woman off with this lame-ass fucking excuse. She was in a hurry. It's okay for her to go 91 miles an hour in 55 zone because she was in a hurry. Yeah, you're really fucking oppressed, sweetheart. Really fucking oppressed. Before we go back to the book, let's look at a couple more things I found on the interwebs about Allison when I typed her name into DuckDuckGo. Here we have the website Millennial Matters. Wait a second, let me click on the About. Let me click on the Home also just to see. About Millennial Matters. Millennial Matters is a blog dedicated to issues and news that impacts millennials and their interactions with the world. The site was created in early 2018 by Tay Martinson. I don't know who Tay Martinson is. What? Oh, look, it's like advertising. Millennials versus Generation Z. Tay Martinson. Okay, so here we go. Here's the homepage. All right, remember how I talked about not too long ago about consistency, about women having to show up? And Frank Servi wrote about this. It's actually in the linkage that you saw yesterday. Okay, so here we go. We got Millennials versus Generation Z. This was published by Tay on the 22nd of July, 2017. We got Millennials versus their grandparents. Tay published this on July the 6th, 2018. So that's great. She went an entire year without doing anything. Consistency, showing up, anybody? Here we've got, Is Snail Mail Coming Back? Published 13th of July, 2018. Then on August 11th, 2018, we published an interview with Allison Lee Cher. And then on August 27th, 2018, we published Allison Lee Cher, 5 Things Millennials Want in an Employer but Are Too Afraid to Ask. And now we've got, on the September the 3rd, we've got Bon Vera Introduces New Line. So basically it's an advertisement. It's an advertisement for Bon Vera supplements. And then, on September 17th, 2018, is Bonvera a scam? Not with these products. Look, you can email them at support@bonvera.com. So that's it. That's what she's done. That's the entire amount of showing up that Tay Martinson has done since July the 22nd, 2017. You gotta show up, girls. So we're gonna read Allison Lee Scher, Five Things Millennials Want in an Employer. Let me click on this interview. I wanna see if this is the same. Oh my God. So this is one millennial woman talking to her. Okay, here we go. Interview. Our interview with millennial expert Allison Lee Scher was so well received that we decided to bring her back for another round. Here is her latest post. Feel free to comment. Hang on a second. What is this? All right. It starts off with a picture of Allison Lee Scher. Under that, there's another picture of Allison. As we scroll down, there's another picture of Allison. It says Allison Lee Scher, author and consultant. Then we come down, there's another picture of Allison Lee Scher with her name, Allison Lee Scher. Just go to the... Guys, so here we've got picture of Allison. Picture of Allison labeled author Allison Lee Scher. Under that, now, picture of Allison labeled Allison Lee Scher, author and consultant. Then there's another picture of her that says Allison Lee Scher. And we scroll down, there's another picture of her. And then under that, there's another picture of her. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pictures of Allison Lee Scher in this article. Interviewing her. 6 pictures of her. 6 pictures of her. Six pictures of her. Just in case you don't know what she looks like, there's 6 pictures. All right. There are a lot of characteristics that employers wish millennials possessed. We'll get into that another day. However, until that day arrives, here's a list of qualities that millennials are looking for. Here's a list of qualities that millennials are looking for an employer. I do believe you mean here's a list of qualities that millennials are looking for in an employer. Okay, Allison, so you're an author, but you're obviously not a proofreader. Maybe, Allison, if you had devoted as much time to providing pictures of yourself for this article, interview, whatever it is, maybe you spent that much time proofreading shit, maybe you wouldn't look like a moron. Because this is written by Allison Lee Scher, not by Tay. So Allison had time to insert in this blog post 6 pictures of herself. She didn't have time to proofread it for grammar. To be the kind of company that can inspire our loyalty while keeping us engaged at the job, as if the company has this obligation to keep you engaged. See, here's our first problem. No. The company is not obligated to keep you engaged. You know what keeps you engaged with the job? The part where you want the money. That's the part that keeps you engaged. To be the kind of company that can inspire our loyalty while keeping us engaged at the job requires a few cultural tweaks that every millennial wants but is too afraid to ask for. These are the things that, if we can't have, will compel us to leave our jobs, usually within a year or two, to look for greener pastures. Number one, psychological safety, otherwise known as a safe space. By the way, I have not read this. Okay, number one, psychological safety. Emerging adulthood and coming of age is tough. Okay, if you're 30 years old and you're still emerging into adulthood and coming of age, that's part of the problem right there. Millennials aged between 18 and 30 and sometimes later are often experiencing some tough personal transitions and insecurities about our identity. Okay, once if you're 30 years old and you still have insecurities about your identity, you're a loser. Committing to a company or a serious relationship of any kind when we ourselves are still in flux presents a huge conflict of interest to most millennials. Because we still don't really know who we are, and as soon as we commit, all our emotional immaturities come up. No, your emotional immaturities are there long before you committed, sweetie. A lot of us are dealing with massive growing pains, feeling unstable, and are very self-focused. Oh, wait, millennials are self-focused? No shit. And are very self-focused, trying to sort through all this, which is natural for the psychological time period known as emerging adulthood. Now look, I'm not saying when you're 30 years old, you can't still be asking questions and exploring different paths. I mean, I am not saying, at no point in your life am I ever advocating that you should lock yourself into one kind of solid identity and place in the world. That's stagnation. Stagnation is bad, okay? Okay, I'm not saying that. But when you're 30 years old and you're still walking around telling people that you're an emerging adult, being an adult doesn't mean being static. Being an adult doesn't mean being stagnant. Being an adult means being responsible. Being an adult means not blaming the patriarchy for everything. Right, being an adult means not driving 91 miles an hour in a 55 zone, and when a cop car comes behind you and turns on your lights, it means pulling the fuck over instead of continuing to drive and almost hitting other automobiles. So, if you want us to be present at work and focused on our task, it helps if we are safe enough to be authentic about what we're going through psychologically. Otherwise, we'll let our depression and anxiety distract us from doing a good job. Millennials aren't good at, here's a moment of fucking self-evaluation. Millennials aren't good at compartmentalizing our emotions like other generations thought they had to be to get the job done. No, you're not good at compartmentalizing because you expect the entire world to constantly revolve around your emotions and your feelings all the fucking time. You're completely incapable of understanding that other people exist for any reason other than creating a safe space for you to try to figure out your emerging adulthood. To us, business is very personal, and we'll always prioritize our personal lives over our professional lives. Okay, that's another reason why nobody wants to hire you. Now, I am not saying you should prioritize your job over your personal life all the time either. I'm saying there are times when your job has to be more important than your personal life. Okay? I mean, my personal life, it'd be great if I could just sit at home all day whacking off to internet porn. But sometimes to make my job more important, and I go to the job and I do the fucking job so I can get money, so I can leave the job so I can go do things the one I want to do. Like yell at the internet. We'll always prioritize our personal lives over our professional lives. That's your fucking problem. And I see this in the kids, right? I mean, I see a little bit of that, not to tangent too much, but I see a little bit of this in Yoga Pants Girl, right? She wants to be a fucking event planner, but she wants weekends off, you know? And I'm like, you don't seem to understand. If you're going to be an event planner and you have a thing called email and a cell phone and text messaging, you're going to get messages and emails and you're not going to get weekends off. Okay, let's move on. I want to get through all, I'm probably not even going to get to the fucking book today, making fun of this dumb bitch on the internet. Number two, adaptability. A lot of millennials live with the assumption that we are highly competent. At least she put the word assumption in there, because that's what it is. A lot of millennials live with the assumption that we are highly competent and therefore are worthy of making big decisions in the organizations we enter into. Wrong. Once again, you showed up. You've been here for 2 weeks. No, you don't get to start making important decisions, sweetheart. You have no fucking idea what's going on. Whether our ideas and self-image are sound or not, we will immediately feel alienated and enslaved by any company that does not give us a medium through which we can offer our constructive input. The company has to give you. She doesn't say we'll be alienated and enslaved by a company that does not offer us the opportunity to earn the ability to offer our constructive input. No, 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 no. The company must give it to her just because she showed up. And she's a millennial. And she's highly competent. And she's worthy of making big decisions. And if you don't give her the opportunity to do this, she's going to feel alienated and enslaved. She's not going to earn it. No, no, no. She's not going to earn it. She's not going to pay any dues. She's not going to work here for 5 years and understand what's going on and build an intimate knowledge of the company and do different positions within the company, and it's a couple of different positions in the CEO's bedroom, and all the other things a woman has to do in order to get ahead in the business world. No, no, no. She's going to walk in the door. She's like, okay, I'm here. She's going to go to HR with the HR broad. Oh my God, I love working here already. Oh my God, it's so wonderful. So if you could be any animal, what animal would you be? Oh my God, and here's our sexual harassment policy. Basically, it says that if anybody does anything that you don't like, you can report them for sexual harassment to me, and we'll totally take your side because we're going to fight the patriarchy together. Oh my God, and here's your office. And then bam, she's supposed to be the CEO. Her input is supposed to be fucking valued by everyone. Oh, I'm sorry, it's constructive input. Her constructive input, based on being a 30-year-old emerging adult who's never held a job for more than 7 months in her life. She's going to walk in the company day one. Her constructive input should be taken seriously, or else she's going to feel alienated and enslaved. And my God, we can't have a white woman from North America feeling alienated and enslaved, can we? Can't fucking have that. No, you millennials, you're so precious and so intelligent and so competent that you should walk in the company. You should just be the fucking, hell, not even CEO. You should be instantly placed on the board of directors. Or better yet, somebody should take a lead pipe and just beat the shit out of you. That would be better. Even if it's just a box where we can place our comments does a lot to make us feel valued and included inside the company system. Yeah, that exists. It's called the trash can. Write your stupid fucking idea that's based on no practical real world experience whatsoever. Write it on a piece of paper and put it in the trash can. Feel better now? Executives don't even have to implement our ideas. Oh, that's so nice of you. Hey, executives, you guys don't have to implement the ideas of millennials. You just have to create a safe space for them. However, companies can benefit from letting us bring them to the table because we can come up with products and services that will appeal to our large consumer demographic. Number three, the freedom to be multi-passionate. Oh my God, this next sentence is so wrong in so many ways. Millennials are modern-day Renaissance men and women and trans folk. Millennials are modern-day Renaissance men and women and trans folk. I think I just found the title of this episode. We have deep urges to creatively express ourselves. Oh my God, I put a selfie on Instagram and like my titties. Oh my God, my titties look so fantastic in my selfie on Instagram. Did you like my selfie? I have a selfie on Instagram. Hey everybody, did you know that I have an Instagram account? Here's my Instagram account. I have some selfies on there. You should like my selfies because I'm really creatively expressing myself because oh my God, I'm going to put up an inspirational saying about how it's what's on the inside that really counts and people need to love you for who you are. And then I'm going to put up a picture of my titties. I'm a millennial. We need to pay rent, but we'll moonlight as photographers. We will play in alt-rock bands on the weekend. Creativity is part of our psychic currency. No, parasiting and whoring is part of your psychic currency. Okay, you're not doing anything creative. Instagram is not creativity. One of the reasons why we value work/life balance. Now remember, she just said that you always, up right up above, she said millennials will always put their personal life before their professional life. Now she's claiming that they value work-life balance. Okay, if you always put your personal life ahead of your professional life, that's why you can't keep a job, but that's also not balance. Do you understand what balance is? I don't think you do. One of the reasons why we value work-life balance is because it gives us the freedom to pursue these interests that are hard to monetize because we're not good at them. I didn't say that, but it should. Millennials aren't buying into the idea of specialization the way other generations previously have. we aren't one-trick ponies. No, you actually are one-trick ponies. It's called yourself. You are a one-trick pony. Everything about your generation, you're all about yourselves. You are a one-trick pony, sweetheart. This entire article you're writing is about all the things that companies need to provide you so that you can feel safe enough to come to work and actually do something in exchange for money. You are a one-trick pony. Your one fucking trick is your ego. We want to wear many different hats at work that utilize our different talents and burgeoning skill sets. Okay, but you don't have talents and skill sets. Okay, using a cell phone is not a talent. Posting selfies is not a skill set. You do not have talents and skill sets. Number 4, mentorship. When millennials are first entering the workplace, we often need someone in an authority position to believe in us before we can fully believe in ourselves. And what our stupid bitch doesn't understand, because once again, she's a one-trick pony. It's all about her and her fucking ego. In order for someone in a position of authority to believe in you, first, you have to show some fucking competence. Examples. At Weyland-Yutani, prior to Ellen, I had another chick who was working with me, supposedly doing stuff. She was incompetent. And she proved this to me multiple times. It's hilarious because she had a theater degree with a specialization or whatever you call it, emphasis in theatrical lighting. Therefore, you might think she knew something about lighting. She didn't. She was dumber than a fucking box of rocks. Okay? She never proved to me that she was competent and non-stupid. Therefore, I did not mentor her in any sense of trying to teach her anything, nor did I trust her with any kind of complex task. Then she eventually went away, thank God. Then we had Ellen. I met Ellen, we were working together. She was good, she was paying attention, she was doing things, she showed me competence. I said, hey, you should come work for us. She came, she worked for us for that 6 weeks, it was great. Then she had her meltdown because she was mentally ill. You've heard the story if you were here a year ago, yada, yada, yada. But the point is, I invested time and energy in her because she displayed competence. She couldn't keep it up because now we're back to consistency. She couldn't keep it up past that 6 week period. But hey, for 6 weeks, she was fantastic. Okay, and now, right now, we got Yoga Pants Girl. Yoga Pants Girl, she came in. She worked there, I don't know, 2 months or so at Weyland-Yutani before I asked her, would she like to work with me? During that time, I'm watching and observing, because everybody who comes to Weyland-Yutani, when they're new, I'm watching and observing to see if they're stupid or not. And most of them are. But it's like, oh, okay, she seemed to have a little common sense. She could follow some directions. I'd ask her to help me out with some things. She'd do pretty good. I threw some problems. So I'm like, okay, she showed me that she has the potential. She's not perfect, but she showed me she has potential. So now I am actually what I suppose we can call mentoring this girl. I am teaching her things about lighting, and I'm teaching her things about running events. Like, we'll sit down, we'll talk about like the events, say, okay, here's things that went wrong, here's how we could have prevented this, right? I'm taking her with me to meetings with clients so she can start seeing how that goes, asking for her opinions. Okay, but she earned all of this. by having a really hot ass. And also, because we all know that's true. We all know that's true. That's why I'm saying it. We all know it's true. But she also earned it by displaying not a perfect level of competency, right? Not a perfect level of showing up to work on time, not a perfect level of coming to work with a good attitude, okay? But she showed a higher level of all those things than everybody else who works at Weyland-Yutani. And remember, you don't have to outrun the tiger, you just have to outrun somebody else so the tiger eats them. That's the same thing in the workplace, right? You don't have to be a perfect employee. You don't have to think about the company all the time. You just have to be better than everyone else. And when all of your coworkers are also millennials, the standards are pretty fucking low. I mean, God, we got the one guy, he can't keep up with his personal shit. He's constantly having to drive the company truck home because he loses his personal car keys. I mean, he's just a mess. And all you got to do is be better than that. How'd I get there? Oh yeah, mentoring. So the point is, for Allison Lee Scher, doing 91 in a 55 zone with marijuana, for her to show up and be like, well, we need someone in an authority position to believe in us so we can believe in ourselves. Once again, it's like, okay, why is somebody in authority supposed to believe in you? Just because you showed up? It's like, I came to work today, it's my first day, I need somebody in authority who I want to circumvent your authority. I don't like your authority, I want your authority for myself because I think I'm better than you and smarter than you and all this other horseshit. But I want someone in authority to mentor me just because I showed up, because I'm an emerging adult. Well, guess what, sweetie? If you want someone to mentor you, first... See, you have to go first. This is what millennials don't understand. This is one of the things. It's just a long list. This is one of the things you don't understand. If you want someone to mentor you, you have to go first. You have to provide evidence to the people capable of mentoring you that you're worth mentoring. And that it might be worth their time. Once again, why would I mentor you if you're going to be gone soon? Why would I waste my life teaching you some skill sets that you're going to go someplace else and use? Like with Yoga Pants Girl, I mean, we've talked about this, and none of this is written in stone or anything like that. She has no obligations. But like we've talked about this, and sort of in her mind, she sees herself working at Weyland-Yutani for at least another year and a half, and quite possibly for some years after that, right? Even if we get a year and a half out of her, okay, that's fine. I will invest in teaching you things and helping you out. If I can get a year and a half of work out of you, that's great. I'll take that. But with your typical millennial and their shit, well, I'm going to quit my job after 2 days if I don't have a safe space. Why the fuck is someone going to waste their time? Once again, you millennials don't understand. You think you're just entitled to being mentored. No, 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 no. For anyone to mentor someone else, they are giving up a finite part of their finite life. For me to give up my life mentoring someone else, there has to be a reason in that for me, not just because you're fucking entitled, okay? Right? I am teaching Yoga Pants Girl things because, number one, she has a hot ass. Because, number two, I do like the girl personally. I mean, we get along most of the time. And even when we don't, we've got a nice little rapport going where we sort of will be nasty to each other now and then, but then we get over it. We don't hold it against each other. And she does do a pretty good job. I can turn her loose on projects, and she does them. That helps me. It saves me time. Okay, so I'm benefiting from this. But millennials like Allison Lee Scher, 91 and 55, think that she's just supposed to show up, and she deserves to be mentored. She deserves to get a chunk of another human being's finite lifespan. just because she's alive and she's an emerging adult and she thinks she's competent. If you're so fucking competent, if you're so creative, why do you need mentoring? All right, let's get back to this. God, Jesus Christ, I can't believe I've spent this long on this article. Yes, I can't. What am I talking about? Of course I believe it. It's me. The fuck have I ever been concise? Mentorship. When millennials are first entering the workplace, we often need someone in an authority position to believe in us before we can fully believe in ourselves. Building a deep connection, we know what that means, building a deep connection with a mentor who personally invests in our success is gold to us. Now remember, you millennials also talk shit about old people. You think about how dumb we are. We can't use cell phones like you do. We don't post. But we want you to invest in us. It helps humanize the members of older generations at a company who we might feel estranged from. So you're saying that typically you view older people as being dehumanized. Okay, well that's good to know. I mean, honestly, I feel the same about millennials. I don't regard you as humans. It makes executives and managers more relatable. No, the part that should make them relatable is you're supposed to be doing your fucking job. Despite our non-committal attitude, millennials care a lot about personal growth. We want to learn how to be the best versions of ourselves. So coach us instead of micromanage us and create a unique, supportive relationship with us that we can't find anywhere else because we don't have friends. It doesn't say that, but it should. We'll be loyal. If you're going to work in order to experience personal growth, I mean, look, once again, I don't want to say you can't have any kind of personal growth at work in a workplace environment, but you need to be doing your personal growth on your time, not on the company's time. That's why it's called personal growth, not professional growth. Number 5, community. Now, remember, what is the Great One has said for many, many moons? I've explained this to you. The difference between men and women in the workplace and millennials, whether they're male or female or trans, are all women in the workplace. In the workplace, here's how it works. Men go to work to make money so they can leave work and go do things they enjoy doing with people they enjoy being with. Women go to work in order to do things they enjoy doing with people they enjoy being with. Okay? Men go to work to make money so they can go have fun with their friends somewhere else. That's not work. Women go to work to have fun with their friends. Women go to work to have fun with their friends. If you do not understand this about women and millennials and you can't figure out why they behave they do at work, this is the reason. Okay, here we go. Number 5, community. Millennials don't just want to be friends with our bosses, we want to be friends with our coworkers as well. And that's your fucking problem, you dumb bitch. Your bosses and your coworkers are not your fucking friends, okay? I do not go to work to be friends with you fucking people. That is not on the goddamn agenda at all. Zero of that. We are not friends. Now, I have become friends with some people I work with only after they show themselves to be either really hot and I want to have sex with them, or sufficiently competent that I'm willing to be friends with them, because I'm not going to be friends with people who are losers. We place a high premium on community and cultivating a sense of belonging. which is why we post selfies on Instagram all the time. Because by sense of belonging, she of course means validation. Notice how much of this too is about the millennials being validated by other people. If we can experience that at work, your organization is helping us to get one of our most important needs met. Offering something as simple and cheap as a pancake breakfast once a month can build group morale in this way. Or doing your job with other people and accomplishing something could build morale. But again, women don't like to build morale by accomplishments. They like to build morale by feelings. See, men get together, we built a car. We flew a lighting rig. We welded an airplane. Also, creating employee resource groups where we can unite over activities that we enjoy and perhaps give back to our communities through volunteer work is another great way to build a strong team that becomes a community for us. Despite our negative stereotypes and bad PR, millennials are do-gooders. Don't forget about that. So you need the company to set things up for you so that you can go out and volunteer and work for free, like feeding homeless people or something like that, which of course shouldn't really exist considering Obama was president for 8 years and the government of the United States has spent how much fucking money in the war on poverty and all this other horse shit. Allison Lee Scher says her job title is consultant and author, and her company is Millennials Incorporated. Oh my God. So that was that one. There we go. We didn't get anywhere. I am spending way too much time on this broad. But my God, this for those of you millennials, if you're sitting around wondering why you're hated so much, I mean, this is it. Seriously, well, I can come to work, but I need a safe space. And I need a psychological safety. I'm 30 years old, but I'm still an emerging adult. You know, I need someone to mentor me in the workplace. I want to tear down the patriarchy. I hate corporations. I all this shit, but I need someone to mentor me. Fucking Christ. Why should you bother with the other side? 91 and a 55.